Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you.
Start 99.9 and Sienna and Raven. I'd like to preface this by saying that I don't like the term LOL. I think it's annoying. I don't like when people text it. I don't like when people use it.
It's so good in multi situations, though. I mean, it's a multi-purpose word.
Oh, how about when the people take it a step further? It's like LOL.
That's a little bit much.
If you use LOL, period, way too much, that's all I need to know about you. But I'll take it a step further. About 65% of people say LOL like this.
LOL.
LOL.
Mm-hmm.
LOL.
How about LOL?
LOL.
Do you know that 36% of people say LOL? If you say LOL, there's something wrong with you. That's all I need to know about
you. I'm going on a limb here, and I'm just going to say, I don't know where people are saying either of these terms, because it's odd to me when I hear somebody say it one way or the other. I feel like LOL lives in a typing world. It lives in a texting world or an email world.
Right, but it's
and it's not for the spoken word.
Yeah, but you have to reference it. Like, we're discussing it right now. What are we going to call it? The mysterious three letters?
Yeah.
Like, you got to call it something.
Yeah, I don't know. You know?
Right?
But that would be kind of be fun, too, because then it leaves it to mind to fill in what are those three letters.
What could they mean?
How like you take something and you take it out of context and you don't know what the heck somebody's asking?
Because if somebody says
it's almost like a surprise in your sentence.
If somebody said like what's those three letters, right. I would immediately think CPR.
See, your mind would go somewhere, right? I don't even know where mine would go with three letters.
Right, but if
NFL?
You say,
I don't know.
Oh, right.
You know, it could
CVS?
Be anything. Right. Could be any right.
Oh my god.
The place where I get awesome coupons.
The possibilities are endless.
Right. Yeah. It really could be anything. It's like a gift you continue to unwrap.
But if you say
LOL.
That's all I need to know about you.
LOL. I got one for you here. If you don't write down food orders and then act sorry when they don't show up right, I'm still stuck on this thing from this weekend, man, right here. All I'll say is that's all I need to know about you. Why do waiters and waitresses not write down food orders? Are you showing off? Because it doesn't have that effect when you show up with the order incorrect. All right.
You know, we can have a conversation about this because I'm a restaurant kid. My parents own restaurants. I grew up being a server.
Right.
I will always write down an order. I don't trust myself, and I don't want to mess it up because you never know when you get that one person who's going to be so annoying that they got a million modifications.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And a lot of items, food items now, whether it be allergies or just the central offerings that they have with it, that there's a lot on every single item now.
Just stop it. Write it down. No one's giving you extra brownie points if you forget.
I love to gamble, too.
Oh.
I just don't do it with other people's meals.
Right.
If you're the two women decided to fire punches at each other on a freeway the other day, completely stopped traffic.
Yeah, I saw that.
Like for miles.
You're talking about the two moms in Massachusetts?
Yep. Yeah. Just absolute, like a full-on line brawl. It was ridiculous.
Maybe they're sleep-deprived like me.
Well, I'm sure they were. You know, when road rage happens, it's already been a bad day.
I haven't slept in 3 weeks.
I think you feel like you move like a Giselle in your dreams, but when it actually happens, you're just lumbering and falling over because it wasn't a good match.
All right, you want to chime in too? Give us a call, 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. We did it, Raven.
What?
We survived April Fool's Day.
We didn't even get fired, not suspended, not nothing.
I know. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Did you fall for any April Fool's jokes yesterday?
Not really. I mean, I was hearing them kind of like peter in throughout the day. You know what? Actually, I did fall for one, and that was the one that you guys all texted me later in the day.
We'll get to that. Yeah. that's the number one fail for April Fool's pranks. Yesterday, the number one. So
I'll wait till you get to it.
Hayden, my daughter, she's 10. She did the thing where she brought me Oreos, where I was very excited about her bringing me Oreos.
Right.
But she had scraped out the inside and replaced it with toothpaste.
Oh, that's sad. Yeah. It was disgusting.
And disgusting.
Wow. Right.
Yep.
So were there still Oreos in the house?
There were, thankfully. Because I was like, if she eats all the Oreos.
That would have been really cruel, right? She eats all the Oreos and then only leaves like 6 for the joke, does those, and then there's no actual Oreos behind it. That would have been worse.
That's the prank.
Yeah, that would have been worse.
All right, so here's the top 5 dumb April Fool's pranks from yesterday.
Okay.
These first 3 are sad because they're all things that should actually exist. Number 1 was that there was a tweet from the World Scouting. This is like the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts.
Sure, sure.
And it says, 50 years after Scouts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin landed on the moon, we're announcing the first ever Scout camp in outer space.
Nice.
Wow.
By Chief Ambassador Bear Grylls.
Can't rule it out with Bear Grylls. You don't know. The BG, he could show up there.
Yep, it says 12 Explorer Scouts will be ready for liftoff April 1st, 2021.
Yep.
And even Bear Grylls got in on it, and he was retweeting that this was true. He was looking forward to it.
From a jungle somewhere, no doubt, wrestling an anaconda.
Well, now he's going to be
riding
in space.
A saltwater crocodile.
Riding a rocket ship.
In an astronaut suit. Right.
Cool.
Right.
Yep.
And he retweeted. He took the time.
Number 2, Tinder was boasting that they were going to have height verification on their app now. So before you go out with somebody, you could verify their height, and they can't lie about that.
That's actually a pretty good idea.
That's what I said.
You kind of put that on there, like the blue check mark.
Right?
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
You're verified over 5 foot tall.
Right. What else you got? Not to tear on you, 5 foot tall person. You also deserve love.
Right. Well, I'm 5'1", so I can make fun of those people. Yeah. Number 3, dumb April Fool's pranks. The U.S. Open tennis said that they will be adding puppies to the ball person team.
Which, oh, nice.
Everybody wants that.
I feel like they're already doing that in other countries where they're ahead of the game. Like, they do that stem cell research over in Germany. I feel like they've got some puppies.
They're just going and getting the balls.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, okay.
Tom Brady tweeted for the first time ever.
Yep.
He tweeted, I'm retiring. In my spare time, I'll be tweeting #LFG. I spent an enormous amount of time trying to figure out what LFG means. I don't think it actually means anything.
Is it some new product Giselle is selling?
Possibly.
I don't think you can say that on the radio.
Something like that.
Yeah. I looked up LFG. It says looking for group. I don't think that's what it means.
No. I don't think Giselle's going to approve that.
No.
And the number one.
Justin Bieber faking his wife's Haley's pregnancy.
Now, did they immediately attach the photo? So the photos that I saw was Justin Bieber laying down. Then I saw like an Instagram photo or something or of an ultrasound with a puppy sitting in it.
I'm 100% accurate that you are not looking at the right thing.
Okay.
So first he tweeted a picture of an ultrasound. And the ultrasound was actually a Google image. The first Google image that pops up if you Google ultrasound.
So it was like an actual ultrasound thing. It wasn't the one with the puppy sitting in the middle of it. Okay.
Then he posted a picture of his wife Haley supposedly being pregnant in a doctor's office.
Oh, okay.
And then he posted the ultrasound with the puppy.
Oh,
so,
I see.
People not happy with him this morning for many, many reasons. So with that, we give you the top 5 dumb April Fool's pranks that happened yesterday.
Fooled ya!
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Brenda and James joining us together this morning. Brenda, this sounds ridiculous to me. What's going on?
I know. That's why we're calling you guys, because we need help. Our Friday nights have become what we like to consider like leftover night. We pretty much just warm up the week's leftovers. And James, my husband, instead of doing leftovers, wants to do pizza takeout. He says it's like every other American in the country. So there's a difference between leftovers than spending more money, eating out again.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think that we have a need or reason to have takeout on Saturdays and Sundays. We eat out. Like, that's our thing. We let ourselves go to restaurants, eat out. If we're buying pizza or takeout on a Friday night, spending money and adding another day of spending money.
Right. We're going to ask him if you ever stop talking. James, what's your reason for this?
We work all week and then you get to Friday night and it's leftover night. It just doesn't seem like the finish line I'm looking for.
Festive. It's not festive.
it's not a party.
I mean, the way I look at it, like the party is not cooking. Any not cooking is fine. And leftovers, I'll consider heating up leftovers cooking. But I mean, I guess Friday is his reward.
But are you anti-leftovers altogether or you just don't want them on Fridays? Because why don't you make leftover night on Monday night?
I just just want to ban Leftover Night altogether, honestly. I mean, you could pick through it, you know, during the day or whatever, but there shouldn't be a Leftover Night. Let's just make that pizza. It sounds a lot better.
I agree.
I just look at it when you're hungry. Put something in your mouth.
I don't think leftovers are dinner. I agree with that craziness. I do. Well, what Thank we you. Do, I mean, I guess it's silly, but why not? Let's listen to what our audience has to say. They may agree with you, James. Leftovers aren't for full dinner meals.
They can't be labeled a dinner? Is that what you're saying?
They can't be labeled a dinner on a celebratory night like Friday.
Right.
Brenda, our audience may agree with you, too. It saves money. You got the leftovers from the week. What's the big deal? It's the weekend. You sit back, relax, you warm up some stuff. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah, of course. I'm excited.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Friday is definitely pizza night. And if they make Thursday left overnight, the money they save Thursday, they can put towards pizza on Friday.
Yeah, I agree. Anna, you made a great point. You just said, make it Monday. It's sad for Monday that Monday is the day that we just give up on all of our happiness whatsoever.
But everyone does.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, you need to save the money somewhere.
Yeah, but he's anti-leftover night altogether.
Period.
Yeah. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the wife's side, but not because of the money. I'm hysterical over here. Leftovers aren't a meal. That's ridiculous. My husband makes these huge chicken pot pies. If we eat half one night, and that's a meal. And if we eat the other half another night, it's a meal.
That is a week worth of meals. Thank you for the call. Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. I'm the same way. Friday nights are my nights where I'm off work. I need a nice, fresh treat. Like, leftover food doesn't taste the same. It's not as fresh. Mm. I need to kick the weekend off to a good start.
And let's just put this out there. Carbs. Carbs are all good on Friday. Come on, carbs. Give me them carbs.
Yes.
Yes. Right.
Yes, everything. Pizza, pasta, I'm all for it.
Ice cream. Bring it on.
Thank you.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on the wife's side. I think what they should do is switch the leftover night to Sunday, get a great big pizza on Friday night, you'll have some leftovers, and then whatever they go out for on Saturday night, if there's any leftovers, then the next night they're going to have a really good leftover night.
You know what happens, though? See, now you've got stuff left over from Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and now it comes into question, what is that actual date that you toss it out? Because, you know, Anna, my wife's got the quick trigger on leftovers.
Oh, yeah, 4 days, and it's in the garbage at my house,
no,
too.
But me, as a guy, I'm like, hey, let's throw a little water on that, put it in the microwave. We got time.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
James, our audience agreed with you. Leftovers, not for Friday night dinner.
Right, right. Yep. Friday celebratory.
You're right.
Woo! Friday! Exactly.
Order that pizza. Nothing says party like a pizza.
I've been vindicated here. I'm very happy.
Brenda, how are you feeling about all this?
Brenda's upset.
I don't want to waste all of our food and everything, so I think take the leftovers for my lunches. That way, I don't feel like I'm wasting food or throwing it away or anything. And then we will do our pizza night. Whatever on Fridays.
I mean, serve it for breakfast Saturday morning. Nothing goes great with cartoons like string beans from Wednesday.
Exactly.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for bringing your nonsense to the couples court this morning. And if anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescourt@star999.com.
From a lack of a filter.
I love when it's sweet.
To unhinged lunacy.
3 hours in traffic to get there while I just sat in traffic like a crazy person.
And a lack of compassion for the common man.
Protesting is my pet peeve.
We ask you, the people, is Anna Zapp out of line?
She just sounded like a real Stanford snob.
Huh. 1-800-330-9999. Would you ever let a stranger hold your baby?
Oh, wait a minute. You're just handing out babies? Is that the way we're doing it nowadays, huh?
I was at Outback over the weekend.
Your place. Your stomping grounds.
Yeah. I like the Outback. I like the Blooming Onion.
I know you do.
Chocolate Thunder from Down Under. Anyway.
Represent.
Random family sits down next to us. No big deal. The father keeps staring at my baby Dakota.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, she's on my lap and she's bopping around doing baby things, drooling and stuff.
Does he have his own baby or is he's got grown kids?
He's got a grown teenager with him. Okay?
Boy. He's longing for the days.
But he's creeping, like, kind of, like, staring to the point where I'm like, is this dude staring at me or the baby? And I'm like, no, he's staring at my baby.
He's trying to take that baby.
Right. And then he looks at me and he says, it's been 15 years since I held a baby.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
that's semi-creepy.
So I just smile. And I'm like, yeah, you know. And I make, like, the generic comment. I go, it goes by fast, you
know. Right. Leave me alone, sir.
Right.
I'll call the authorities.
But then I kind of go back to my business, and he keeps looking at Dakota. Mm-hmm. And afterwards, we leave, and my husband says, that was kind of rude. I go, what? He's like, you should have let him hold the baby.
I mean, clearly you wanted to hold your baby. I'm surprised that Paul endorsed this matter.
Would you let a stranger hold your baby?
I wonder if this is because Paul feels like, you know, like you guys are at Outback so often that it's actually like your living room. And right. People feel like they know you there. They come in and like they spend time with you guys there, the Zapp family. Maybe they feel like there's a loner baby at this Outback where you can just come in and sit with a baby. You know, they have like cafes that they have cats you can pet.
Yeah.
It's like baby, you're a baby cafe.
1-800-330-9999. If you were in this situation, what would you have done? Would you have let the guy hold your baby? Or would you have done what I've done? Just looked away and been like, oh my God, please stop talking to me, creepy person.
Right.
Right? Give us a call now. I'm curious. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
No. One thing you don't do, you let a stranger hold your baby. And you do not let your kids sit on anybody's lap. That's enough.
You know what we were talking about here in the studio? Like a girl nowadays can't trust a regular person to go get their drink for them. A soda, a cocktail, whatever at the bar, and yet she's just expected to hand over her child?
I know, it's
so
that's weird.
Crazy. That's not like the hand that rocked the cradle. She said the guy said, man, I couldn't hold the baby in 50 years.
Right.
It sounded like the hand that rocked the cradle. That's the first thing that came to my mind.
I love it that your creepy voice sounds like mine in my head, too. Have a good morning, buddy.
I was at Outback over the weekend, and this family sat down next to me, and there was a middle-aged man, and he kept staring at my daughter, Dakota. Dakota's the baby, and she was sitting on my lap. Finally, he looks at me, and he goes, I haven't held a baby in 15 years. And, you know, here's me, nervous laughter, like, ah, yeah,
right.
Yeah. They grow right. So fast.
Well, go rent one.
Yeah.
All right? I mean, you don't need to go with my baby. I've never met this person before. Should be noted, this gentleman was there with his own family and a teenage son.
Right. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. So we leave, and I don't think anything of it, except my husband says to me, it's so rude. You should have let him hold the baby. And I was like, what? I'm supposed to hand my baby over? But here's what I didn't mention earlier. Hayden, my older daughter, had a dentist appointment.
Yep.
And one of the hygienists walked into the room and says, can I hold the baby?
Right.
I didn't even hesitate. Real quick, I handed it to her. And I didn't think anything about it. And then I started thinking, I'm like, oh my gosh. I'm like, maybe I should have given the baby. 1-800-330-9999. Would you let a stranger hold your baby?
I think it's a sad state of affairs. We're in our world today that, you know, you're offended if somebody wants to hold your baby. You know, he was maybe just looking for a human connection.
And he had his own son.
Right, I mean, he had his own son.
I have four kids. You know, you were right there. What's the worst thing that's going to happen?
I mean, you give him measles?
No, I mean, the small baby measles? She makes
that
a good point.
I can't pass somebody if you just pull them up and you just go, hello, little person. Hello, little man. Hello, little girl. So cute. Babies need that stimulation. If we're shunning our kids away, we're becoming helicopter parents.
Hi, Anna and Raven. Should I have let that stranger hold my baby?
I would have not let the stranger hold my baby. I do have a story, though. I saw a man who brought his child on a date. He was a divorced dad. Leave his kid with a side table of older people, and we were waiting for our table. The dad picked up the daughter and left, and I sat next to the older couple, and I said, was that your grandchild? And they said, no, we didn't even know the person. He just left his child with us while he was on his date.
Right, so I think it's all about frame of reference, because here we are making it sound weird that she did not hand her child over to this random father who just wanted to hold a baby.
Right.
And then you paint that picture, and that seems like a reportable incident.
I mean, it just...
That's pretty strange. I mean, it's generous of him to do something nice for older people. Bad to hand off your baby.
Just give away your baby.
Bad to hand off your baby. Yeah.
Thank you for the call. Have a good morning.
He did, yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Would you have let a stranger hold your baby?
Not a chance. You don't let a stranger hold your baby, and you don't even let family members hold it without washing their hands first.
Right. Get out that sanitizer. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, that's what I was thinking, too. It's like, I don't know if this man has been sick. I don't know anything about this person except for what they've ordered at the Outback.
Right, and you don't know if all of a sudden his teenager would become insanely jealous when you handed over that baby, and then all of a sudden we got a ninja fight between a baby and a teenager in Outback, and I'm just waiting for my shrimp on the Barbie.
Right. Hi, Anna and Raven. Would you hand over your baby to a stranger?
If somebody else with me, then yeah, but I don't think there's a right or wrong answer. You do or you don't, and then you move on. I don't really don't think there's a right or a wrong there.
Well, I'm going
to
move on.
I get it. So if you've got a lookout or somebody that could block the door, then you're willing to, you know, possibly roll the dice with that baby. But if not, forget it. If it's just you, no.
People aren't as bad as they look on the news. Don't worry about it.
But no, I get that. And that's why I kind of feel bad because, like I told you earlier about the dental hygienist, I immediately handed her the baby.
Right.
And then I'm like, wait a minute. Am I profiling this guy because he's a guy?
Two things I want to say here is that, number one, obviously, every time you see a crazy person on the news, you say to yourself, oh, they look just like the neighbor. That's what all the neighbors always say. So don't tell me that we're doing it based on, you know, people aren't that bad as they seem on the news. The other thing is, I'm very interested in you profiling people based on their Outback order.
Right.
As to whether or not they're worthy to be, you know, handed the baby or whatever it may be.
It's like when people go to the Outback and they don't order a steak. I'm like, what?
What are you doing here? You're not holding my baby.
If you want to chime in on this, too, would you let a stranger hold your baby? Just head to our Facebook page. Search Anna and Raven.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm ready to take on the Catalina wine mixer.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
My t-shirt's stuck to my sweater, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Are you asking me for a divorce?
Yay!
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scapp Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Hey, Ryan, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, man.
Okay. Ryan, let's do this. Here's how it works. Raven is walking out into the hallway. When that door closes, he can't hear us. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite Raven back in and ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. It's a tie. It does go to Raven. But if you could beat him, we're going to give you a $100 gift card to Little Pub. You ready?
Yes, I am. Thanks.
Number one, Kanye West will perform his Sunday service on Easter Sunday at this music festival.
Coachella.
Number two, this artist was spotted in New York City while working on her new album. Her last three albums were titled 25, 21, and 19.
Adele.
Number three, Lea Michele will play this Disney princess in the 30th anniversary of its release. Her best friend in the movie is Sebastian, and her dad is King Triton. What princess is it?
I don't know that one. Sorry.
That's okay. Number four, this Rhythm Nation and Nasty singer was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Janet Jackson.
Number five, Ariana Grande and Victoria Monet released a song called Monopoly. How much money do you collect on the original Monopoly board when you pass go?
$50.
Okay, let's bring Raven back in. Raven!
Thank you.
Ryan got 3 out of 5.
3 out of 5 is pretty good. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Kanye West will perform his Sunday service on Easter Sunday at this music festival.
It's going to be Coachella. I hear that Sunday service thing is a thing.
It really is a thing, and I'm so intrigued by it.
Listen, he's staying out of trouble. He's not saying a lot of crazy stuff. He's in contact with the people. It's usually how you get some good stuff.
He made going to his church elite. Like, it's so crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's supposed to be for everybody, not just elite.
No, I know, but you have to have an invitation to go. You can't just show up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he made it elite. All right, so Ryan's still leading you 3-1. Number two, this artist was spotted in New York City while working on her new album. Her last three albums were titled 25, 21, and 19.
It's got to be Adele, and I'm surprised she's back at it so quick. I think Jennifer Lawrence and her being BFFs has got something to do with it.
All right, Ryan, you're still winning 3-2. Number three, Lea Michele will play this Disney princess in the 30th anniversary of its release. Her best friend in the movie is Sebastian, and her dad is King Triton. What princess is it?
It's Princess Ariel.
That is correct.
Oh, don't blow it, Lea Michele. Don't.
Yeah.
Blow it.
She's not going to. She's going to make a great Ariel.
Better, or else I'm going to be deeply offended. You know, Ariel was one of my first girlfriends.
I know. You tell me often. You guys are tied at 3. Number 4, this Rhythm Nation and Nasty singer was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Janet Jackson.
Raven has officially won, beating you 4-3. Last question, number 5. Ariana Grande and Victoria Monet released a song called Monopoly. How much money do you collect on the original Monopoly board when you pass go?
200.
200. 200.
I haven't played that in so long.
Ryan, I'm sorry. Raven beat you 5-3 this morning.
All right. This is Ryan from West Haven, and I cannot beat Raven.
Well, thank you so much for trying. We appreciate it.
Better luck next time.
Thank you.
Make sure you're listening at 5:30 today. The Cheat Sheet with Kevin Begley will give you the first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions.
March Sadness with Hannah and Raven on Star 99.9.
Oh, it's getting real. We are in the Elite Eight, and this is the final contender for the Final Four.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's going to be a big one today as you determine what is the saddest song of all time.
You know, just like the real basketball tournament for people that actually pay attention and care, at this point, somebody's always going to end up heartbroken, Anna Zapp, no matter who goes home.
Right. So today, let's start with our first contender, Bruno Mars, When I Was Your Man.
Wanted to do it.
Now my baby's.
Please let Bruno sing.
Sorry.
Do you hear the sorrow in his voice?
Yeah, because there's no questioning his sadness. I mean, he let a good one go. He lost a girl because he never take to a party and take her out to dance. And all she wanted to do was dance. And therefore, there is his regret and his app.
And Bruno Mars is a good dancer.
I would think so. So what was he too busy? He just, he clearly took her for granted.
He was too busy writing Uptown Funk. He didn't really care about what
she felt. He was probably running around. Let's be honest.
I know. But he regrets it now.
Yeah.
And I think all of us can relate to that. That moment when you realize, like, oh my gosh, I messed up. Like, I messed up and I let possibly the best thing in my life go.
I feel like you've already chosen your winner. But I contend that there is a competitor that cannot be denied.
Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On. They're dead.
I mean, you know that I'm serious because I actually shut my mouth during it.
I mean, you can't.
Right.
Her heart's going to go on.
The song is so powerful that Rose lives. The diamond goes home with her. Billy Zane never even catches her. And, of course, we know what happened to Jack.
Well, she let go immediately.
Yeah, he's at the bottom of the ocean.
I'll never let go.
His knuckles to get his hand off of her hand when it was time to grab the whistle and go home.
Yeah, I'm right. Done.
Way to be you, Rose. Way to be you.
Yeah, but it's hard. Like, do you go with the guy that just knows that he's made a mistake of a lifetime by not doing what he's supposed to do?
Because he has to live with the mistake?
Yeah, he's got to live with that for the rest of his life. Or this guy's dead already.
Right. You go with the girl who made the mistake but immediately forgot, didn't care at all.
There is a sense of hope in Celine Dion because her heart will go on.
Right.
Like, she's
this universe or the other. Parallel, whatever.
1-800-330-9999. Which song do you think should make it to the final four in March Sadness? Santa and Raven, what's it going to be?
Celine Dion.
Of course it is.
You know, I'm looking.
The water is cold. The water is cold in the Atlantic.
Yes, that is a sad song, and the emotion in Celine Dion's voice really is what takes it over the edge. But if you look at the actual lyrics of both songs, My Heart Go On, it's a very simple. It's love can touch one time and last for a lifetime.
Right.
And never let go till we're gone. But there's hope, because her heart will go on.
Yeah, I mean, her heart's going on.
But Bruno Mars, his heart isn't going on. He's never going to recover from this loss.
I mean, he's probably bathing himself in ladies on a daily basis on the tour. You know what I mean? Like David Lee Roth. Like, his soul is not going to go on.
Right.
His heart, other appendages, they might.
All he should have done was buy her flowers. He didn't buy her flowers.
Ann Raven, who are you voting for, March Sadness?
Oh, definitely Celine Dion. It's not even a question.
Right. It is not a question. Mm. All right. And Rose's storytelling skills in Titanic is also fantastic.
We're not voting on a movie. We're voting on a song.
That was real life. Thank you very much, Anna Zapp. And that was art mimicking life. Thank you.
But Raven, it's the song we're voting on.
What are you even talking about? I mean, it's all taken in as a whole.
Okay. Hi, Anna and Raven. What are you voting for?
Oh, hi. I'm voting for Celine Dion, but I have a nomination for another wicked sad song.
No. You people just do not get it.
Hi, Anna and Raven. March Sadness. Who are you voting for?
Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
Really?
Let me read this to you. My pride, my ego, my needs, and my selfish ways caused a good, strong woman like you to walk out my life.
You know what he should have done? Mm-hmm. He should have said all that in therapy. Because now in the song, it's too late. She's married.
Now I never, never get to clean up the mess I made.
Right.
It haunts me every time I close my eyes. He's having nightmares every night.
Right. Because she married a good dude. She probably married well.
Yeah.
This song could be about Meghan Markle. Imagine that. Bruno Mars has to deal with the fact that she's with the most handsome ginger on the planet now.
Right.
And he's tall. He's regular height.
Well, despite the fact that I think that Bruno Mars should have won this, Celine Dion has won calculating Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and all our phone calls. Looks like at a rate about 70% to 30%.
Yeah, my mom was on Facebook hardcore last night.
Yeah. Raven has been on a quest to increase his Instagram followers, even though he hasn't really given much time to learn how to use Instagram.
Well, here's the thing. When you start from zero, all right, improvement in moving up the game is pretty easy, I would think.
All right. Start 89.9. It's Anna and Raven. He's on a quest. He wants to surpass Ariana Grande and Kim Kardashian in followers.
That may become a big deal. I mean, I gave just a little bit of a tidbit on Instagram. I didn't really say anything of merit whatsoever. It wasn't even shot well, and all of a sudden I've got all sorts of followers. So I think that all of you here in the building need to realize and get on board that I am destined for Instagram greatness.
Yep.
And so the rest of you, because you know I'm not comfortable with it, should just kind of do the work.
Okay.
And then propel me to stardom.
Well, listen, I am tired of you complaining that you don't have enough followers. So Raven has 232 followers.
Oh, my gosh. It was a big night. I didn't even do anything.
Right. His handle is the_ First, F-I-R-S-T underscore Raven.
Of course
first
it is. Raven. Of course it yep. is.
So what I've done, because I don't want to hear you complain anymore, is mm-hmm. I've created an entire campaign for you.
Nice!
Yeah, because like, you want me just to do the work for you. You've told me many times.
I'm telling everybody.
Yep.
I mean, it's not a surprise.
So here's the three things you need to do as part of your campaign to get Instagram followers.
Okay, give them to me. What do you got?
Okay, one, mm-hmm. you have to post often and respond. Now, you've only posted once since yeah. you created the account.
It's a very shaky video.
Yep. And
I think I put up a photo yesterday.
You didn't.
No, it no. didn't go up. I really thought I did. There Swing wasn't and a miss. One that went up with my dog.
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
So you have to also respond. So I will clearly teach you how to actually post something.
Yeah.
And also, you didn't respond. You have all these comments. Look, somebody wrote, don't worry, Ariana Grande will follow you. Maybe she's busy and didn't hear you have Instagram now.
Thank you. See? They understand what's going on here.
You see, all right. There's little hearts next to these comments, and you just you hit like so you know that you read them. See, I'm liking okay. things for you.
That's what I do?
Lady wrote, fly, Raven, fly.
Thank you.
See?
Thank you, lady.
You People are jazzed up,
Thank
man.
You for the support. I okay. appreciate that. It's much more than I'm getting in the building.
So here we go. You have to post often and you have to repost. Number two is you have to show vulnerability because people don't follow you, your personal account.
Yeah.
So they can see the real you.
Yeah. Well,
so,
I mean, I feel like if you see me without a filter, I'm vulnerable.
You're very vulnerable.
I feel like I'm already vulnerable. Like I'm at that age where there's not a lot of angles left, Anna.
Yeah.
All right. So
see, you hear that emotion in your voice?
Right.
But we're going to take it one
it's real.
Step. Yep. We're going to take it one step further in this
What's
campaign.
That? What's that?
Number three, you know what else gets a lot of likes and a lot of followers?
What's that?
Sexy pictures.
Oh.
Oh my
so,
gosh.
Yes.
Here's what we're going to do.
I just took a photo with Matt in the other room, our intern.
Our intern?
Yeah. Matt, what's your handle?
It's just my name. Matt Henshaw 42.
Turns out there's more than, she said Crenshaw, so I was looking for like a gangster.
Well, my name is Henshaw, so Crenshaw would not be correct. But
right.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Yeah. What was the? What's the? Other, all right. Stop it. Your time's up. Right. We're talking about my fame now.
All right. So you're gonna show vulnerability. You're gonna post often. You're gonna respond and here in sexy pics. Now here's what we're gonna do to combine it all together.
Uh-huh.
We're gonna take a lot of pictures of you looking sad and of your stomach. And then we're going to use the hashtag Raven's Belly. Every day, another picture of you looking sad, shirtless.
No.
And
no, that's not going to happen.
Hashtag
They could do it to
Raven's
me. They're doing
belly.
It to you.
I thought you were in the meeting where I said it's time for you guys to get behind this and push this bandwagon down the street. And now, look at you. You're already trying to destroy me.
No.
I'm going to get more followers than both you guys, and I won't have to be sexualized.
You just have to look vulnerable and show us your
I'm
belly.
I'm not showing my belly.
Yes. You can head to Anna and Raven, and you're going to voice your opinion there. Do you want Raven's Instagram to be him looking sad and show pictures of his belly every day?
I don't care
day?
What vote yeah, that wait. Is, but you should go and you should follow.
Hashtag Raven's Belly. Hashtag Raven's Belly.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed. Fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Apartment People, champion, the trusted name in Columbus Living, brings you the District of Berkshire.
Man, it would be fun to live there, right by Tanger Outlet Malls. Oh my God, great location too, getting to and from Columbus, and a great deal right now.
Free rent until next year. Free rent until next year.
He ain't lying. Move in now, you don't pay rent until next year.
The District at Berkshire, available now at livewithchampion.com. That's livewithchampion.com.